51 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on a Friday, 5th day of September. James Timberlake, we're ready for an awesome day today and a great weekend of weather.
Yeah.
Enjoy these fall days. How about 35 for the overnight low tonight?
Yeah, I came out of the house and I was like, it's chilly. I should grab a jacket, but then I didn't because I was in doubt.
You're in doubt.
I was trying to push it off.
Well, it's going to be 68 only for the high today. That's cool.
All right.
Yeah, 73 yesterday. And our overnight low so far this morning has been 43. We're going to be 35 tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yes, it will be a little chilly.
Yeah. And I felt it.
Yep. It's be late for something day today.
I can do that. Like, it's nobody's business.
Yeah. Cheese pizza.
I like a good cheese pizza.
What's your favorite pizza?
You know my rule with pizza. If you're a pizza place, you got to make a good pepperoni.
I know.
You got to make a good pepperoni.
Okay.
If you can't do that, then what are we doing? You know?
I like the way you said that. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You got a little bit of a...
What are we doing?
You had a little accent in there.
Something I've discovered is if you want to try to do an Italian accent,
right?
You got to do... the way the accent works is they say a lot of stuff at the tip of their tongue.
Okay.
So it's the very tip of your tongue. If you talk like that, you'll get the Italian accent down.
All right. There you go.
The American Italian accent, obviously.
Right, right. But I just like the way you said that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Okay. Jane Curtin, Saturday Night Live fame, comedian, very funny lady, 78 today. Also very funny comedian, Jeff Foxworthy, is 67 today. On the date book 1970, Jimi Hendrix played with what turned out to be his last ever performance in Germany on this date.
I didn't know that.
It's also tomorrow is Barbie Doll Day.
Hey, all right.
All right. Bring your manners to work day.
Sure.
Yeah. Egg toss day. You like eggs?
Love eggs.
Okay.
I'll destroy eggs.
Yeah, me too. I like eggs a lot. It's food bank day tomorrow.
Okay.
Coffee.
Sure.
Coffee ice cream. Haven't had it very often, but yeah.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Haven't you?
Yeah. No.
But you know what you had yesterday?
Donuts.
Well,
I had a donut yesterday.
You had a donut yesterday. Okay. Well, besides the donut, what else did you get?
Oh, yeah. Macadamia nuts.
Yes.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yes. Macadamia nuts. And?
Yeah, pretty good. They're pretty good. I don't know if it's not my favorite nut. I'll be honest with you. But
it's not?
No.
All right.
But it's pretty good. I'll put that in a trail mix.
It's my favorite. I love macadamia nuts. Man.
I know you do.
So what is your favorite?
It stinks because it's the most expensive nut, but it's probably pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
I love pistachios.
Okay.
But, man, those little tiny bags are like $9.
Oh, simple pleasures, James.
Yeah.
For $9. Come on. Sunday is World Beard Day.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be vacant from that. All right. I can't grow one.
All right. It is also Acorn Squash Day on Sunday.
No, I'll pass on that. Right. Not a squash guy.
Yeah. Okay. Feel the Love Day, man.
Sure.
On Sunday. Yeah. Bacon Day.
I won't pass on that.
I took some bacon and wrapped it around a little chicken breast, put it in the air fryer.
Mm. Yeah.
It's tasty.
Air fryers are...
Love them. Love an air fryer.
Best.
Yeah, I know. Try to come up with all these creative things.
Yeah.
But that was good.
Good pick.
Yeah. Beer Lovers Day on Sunday, too, if you want to have a brew.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Neither Snow Nor Rain Day. It's kind of like a post office thing, isn't it?
I'm gonna nod my head and say yes.
Will keep us from, you know.
Yeah.
Delivering the mail. Will keep us. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Powerball. Get your ticket, James. Saturday night. $1.7 billion, third highest. Now, if it no winner, it'll probably go to second highest easily because before it was $1.76 billion is the second highest.
Mm-hmm.
The highest is just over $2 billion.
Wow!
If it doesn't go, it could be $2 billion.
It goes up, but depending on how many people buy tickets, right?
Isn't that
how it?
Yep.
It just pools together.
Yep. So your cash option Saturday night, James, You just say, I'm going to take the cash rather than the 30-year annuity.
Right.
$770 million.
Yeah. See, I would take the full amount on that. If it were a smaller amount.
Taking the full one?
Yeah. If it were smaller, okay. If it were like $300 million jackpot winner, I'd probably take the yearly. Well, actually, I don't know. I'm saying $300 million was like the grand prize, so whatever right. The taxes would be $100 million, well, give or take.
The 30-year annuity, the annuity provides a starting payment, then 29 annual increases by 5%.
Oh, so you get the lowest amount at the start, and then it increases, and then increases 5% until the end.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah, the odds of winning Saturday night?
Incredibly low.
1 in 292 million.
That's, yeah.
But somebody's going to win it.
I mean, that's how it
works. At some point in time, someone is
going. What if nobody
going,
wins it?
What
if eventually, what if the lottery just got smart and they're like, we're just not going to, it's just, nobody's going to win this.
Nah, somebody's going to win it. Somebody's going to win it. It may go up a few more times, but somebody's going to win it. $770 million. Boy, that'll change your life, won't it?
No, actually, I don't think it could.
I don't know if it'll change it for the better or not, but can't
yeah,
hurt.
It'll. Well, I guess it depends on how you use it. We
That's
get a lot of those
right.
stories of
James
people going bankrupt after good, winning the lottery.
Good thing. So I'm assuming you brushed your teeth this morning, right?
Always.
Okay.
Every
you know,
morning.
You know the little blob of toothpaste that sits on your toothbrush?
Like the...
Right. Where you put,
sure.
Right.
Yes.
It has a name. Didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not know that.
Right. It's called the blob of toothpaste that sits on your toothbrush has a name. It's called Nurdle.
So it's a Nurdle of toothpaste?
Yeah, it's a Nurdle of toothpaste.
Okay.
N-U-R-D-L-E. I know, it kind of sounds nasty, doesn't it? But it's
so
a Nurdle.
So is this the blob before you start brushing? Like
right. You put a little blob of toothpaste on your toothbrush, and they call and it's a Nurdle. So
what,
when
what's
you
it, what's
when
it
you
called?
Look at your toothbrush with your blob of toothpaste on it, it's not a blob, it's a Nurdle.
What's it called when it eventually when I've started brushing for a little bit and like 20% of it escapes my mouth and it's just hanging on the corner of my lip? Because that's what always happens to me.
Drool.
Yeah, well, no, it's just like toothpaste. It's like unbrushed toothpaste.
It means
and it just
spit.
Sits there. Yeah.
Right.
It's annoying.
Okay.
Hate it. That's why something I learned a long time ago, brush with your shirt off. I'm not joking.
Oh, so you don't get toothpaste on your shirt. Well, geez, you must brush vigorously.
That my dentist does tell me that. They say
you're too vigorous?
They say yes.
Slow
Michelle
it down.
Meehan, DDS, she tells me, yeah, you gotta chill on the, you're going a little too hard there.
A little too hard?
Yeah.
You had another accent there. A little too hard.
I did?
Yeah, you did tell a little Italian
it
there.
It comes out a little bit sometimes.
Yeah,
know?
It does, doesn't it?
It's in the blood. Well,
that's twice you've done that.
What can I say? You know?
You did it a little bit earlier and you did it again. Talking about the toothbrush.
It's easy.
All right.
Just say everything on the tip of your tongue.
Okay. Well, it's a Nurdle, man. Okay?
Nurdle.
That's what it is. Have an awesome day. James got Swap Shop next hour. News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.
Seems like I've been lost and let's remember. I think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days. Oh, then you should have known me much better. Cause my past is something that never got in my way. Oh, no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had